Acts chapter 10, verse 34, if you'll look there with me tonight. The book of Acts, the 10th chapter, verse number 34. Power for usefulness. Power for usefulness. Amen. Scripture in Timothy chapter 2, it says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Amen. One of the wonderful ministries of the Holy Ghost, he is a sanctifying influence. Amen. And he works on us and prepares us to make us useful to him, useful in the kingdom. And that should be all of our desires here tonight. Acts chapter 10, and we're going to read here starting with verse 34. Acts chapter 10 and verse 34. The Bible says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. They of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Praise the Lord. This is the account in Acts chapter 10 of the door of the gospel being opened up even to the Gentiles. Thank God that day happened. Thank God, because we are all the benefactors. We all have received because the door was opened for the gospel to be spread to everyone all over the world to hear the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Usefulness. What an important thing to talk about. Because I think everybody is concerned that their life has significance. Everybody wants their life to matter. And from the time you're very young all the way through the years of your life, it's a matter of concern, I think. It's young men and young ladies growing up there. They're concerned about what am I going to accomplish? What am I going to do with my life? And so down through the years, that's something that everyone considers. They consider even in different phases of their life. Am I being used of God? Am I in the place where God can use me? This morning in the Sunday school class, we were talking about that verse of scripture in Psalms that talks about that even in old age, that you can be fruitful. Amen. It really doesn't matter. From the youngest to the oldest, you can be fruitful. You can be useful to the Lord. And you know that there's a lot of things that are going on in our world and going on in our country right now that are evident that people have not found their place. They have not found that place where they really feel like, I'm doing something that's going to matter. Not just for time, this life, but for all of eternity. Because I believe that that's something that God has put in our heart, a desire to make a difference with your life. And that can be done only as you submit yourself to the Lord. A lot of people today, young people, they don't feel like their life makes any difference. That it's meaningless. It's just a routine. It's just day in and day out, school, day in and day out, work, day in and day out, meaningless. It's the reason why that 40 million Americans move every year. When I say move, I'm talking about, you know, the truck backs up to their door and they move. It may be just across town, or it might be to some other city, or in the same state, or maybe across the country. 40 million people every year in the United States of America move. Now, I understand that there are a lot of factors, maybe jobs and economy, and a lot of times, you know, people are just kind of searching out where they belong. The average American will move 7 times in their adult life, 7 different times. And, a lot of it today, I think the real motive behind it is they haven't really found that place of significance. They haven't really found that place where they feel like, I'm doing something that's really going to matter. So they just keep on looking and searching. That's the reason most college students, they change their major area of study 3 times. The average college student, they go in and say, I think I'm going to be this. And they start off in that major area of study. And then after a year or two, they say, I don't know if this is for me or not. And they switch to a new major. And 3 times, the average college student, before they graduate, will change at least that 3 times of their major area of study. It's because they have no sense of direction. Yeah, they're just kind of searching it out and looking with their life for that place of significance. I don't know that it's all bad, but I do believe that it's a terrible thing to spend all your life and never really feel like that anything that you're doing is making a difference, especially for Christian people in the kingdom of God. Amen. I believe that that we should find that place where we are a vessel, sanctified, useful, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work, prepared to do the work of God, to be useful to the Lord. And the Lord is the one that prepares us, isn't he? He's the one that shapes us, and he's the one that's created us, and he has a design, a plan for our lives, but it's never going to become a reality unless we understand the plan of God. You see, Jesus is our model. He's our model. Jesus came into this world, and he knew why he was here. He knew his purpose. He knew why he was born. He knew why he was where he was at, and what he was doing. I must work the works of him that has sent me while it is day. He understood. I've got a work to do. I've got the call, the plan, the purpose of God that he was fulfilling. All the way back to when he was just 12 years old. When he, his parents left him there at Jerusalem. And after a day's journey, go back to seek him out, to find him. And they search frantically through the city. And they find him there studying with the scribes and the lawyers. And they said, "What? Why have you done this? Doesn't it matter to you that we have been concerned about you and searching for you?" And Jesus wasn't being disrespectful. He was just saying, "Don't you understand? I've got to be about my master's business, my father's business." And so even though he was born, frailty, he grew up in, you know, in a pretty insignificant a place. But by the time he was 12 years old, he already fully understand, I must be about my Father's business. I think that most people that spend their life, young people, young adults, that they spend their life in a search, it's because they haven't really connected with God and the plan of God. They're still looking. They're still making plans. They're saying, well, I'm going to try this a while, and maybe I'll work there a while, or I'll go to school there a while. Maybe this will be what I'm wanting to do. And in all of their searching, they're just going to spend the days of their life down through the years in this search, and they're not going to find that place of usefulness outside of the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's only in Him that we find. So Jesus Christ is our model for usefulness, and you'll see this also in the text that we read here in the book of Acts, chapter number 10, verse 38. How that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. And so the work of the Spirit, even the work of the Holy Ghost in the ministry of Jesus Christ, was important. It was important for him to be led of the Spirit, to be directed of the Spirit, and to go about doing good things in the ministry that he was sent to do. Amen. And that brings me to this point, that I don't believe that you're going to really find your place of usefulness until you're born again and you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Filled with the Spirit. You say, well, I don't know if that's really necessary. Well, Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost, it says. The Holy Ghost came upon him. He was anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost. And as a result of that, went about doing good. Went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus, the Son of God, in his earthly ministry, he was dependent upon this direction of the Holy Ghost. And so you and I need to be reminded as we are preparing our hearts for revival. Do you want to be used of God? Do you want your life to make a difference? Do you want to do something that's going to be significant, that's going to touch the lives of people for the glory of God? Only by the Holy Ghost. Only by the Spirit of God is that going to happen. It can't happen outside of the power of the Holy Ghost. So this power was given to us to make something of us, to make us useful to God. Without His Spirit, without this sanctifying work of the Spirit of God, then we're not a vessel that's usable. We have not been sanctified. We have not been prepared. And it is the work of the Spirit of God that prepares us and makes us usable to God. Makes us someone that can be used of the Lord. Amen. And I want to be that kind of a person. This power of the Spirit was given not only to sanctify us, but to equip us, to give us the ability, the power to do what we can't naturally do, but we're able to accomplish it by the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost for usefulness, to make us useful to God. Amen. Oh, that we would recognize how a couple of things are going to have to happen before you enter into this place where you're going to have to recognize that it's possible, it's reality, it's the Word of God. How desperately that we need the power of the Spirit of God in our lives. Amen. It's real and it's necessary and it's possible for you to be filled with the Spirit and to be used of God, to be used of the Lord. And not only is it possible, but you have to have a desire for it. You have to want God to move in your life. You see, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God takes control of your life. You know, you read all the accounts in the scripture of those who were demon-possessed, and Jesus cast the devils out of those that were possessed of the devil. And that just meant that Satan had a hold on those lives. And so as a result, some of them were crippled. Some of them couldn't talk. Some of them would do harm to themselves. Various things. It's because the enemy, Satan, demonic power, had control of their life and a control of their physical body. Jesus, he set them free. He delivered all those that were possessed of the devil. But what we are asking the Lord to do is just the opposite of that. We're asking the Lord to come by his Spirit and take control. Take control. And that's where a lot of the problem comes, is because we really would rather to be in control. We would rather make our own plans. But when we come and we're filled with the Holy Ghost, then there's a whole new plan, a whole new purpose, a whole new you, a whole new direction, a whole new life. And now abilities that you did not have, now you have by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That you could not accomplish, now you can accomplish it because you have been equipped by the power of the Spirit of God to get the job done. Oh, thank God for his Holy Spirit touches our lives and fills us. Now, this entire chapter of Acts chapter 10 describes how that God came in to the household of Cornelius, who was a Gentile, and what took place, what changed that not only Cornelius but his whole family. It was the power of the Holy Ghost. And I won't go through all of the details of the story. I know it's familiar to you, but the kind of person that Cornelius was, he was a centurion, which means he was a Roman soldier who was a man of authority, who had respect. And he had influence and respect. But he was a Gentile. And I don't know how that had happened, but somehow God was working in his life and working in his heart, and Cornelius was seeking after God. It's kind of like what we were describing this morning, what happens in the lives of people that we can't imagine how that God could work or is working. But somehow the working of the Spirit of God, I don't know if he heard someone preach the gospel, if someone testified to him of the gospel. All that we know about Cornelius is that he was a devout man, the Bible says. And that it really just means that he was serious about God. He was serious about God. He was devout. He feared God, it says, and all of his house. So he was a man that was seeking after God, but he was also influencing his household, his family, to have an interest in the things of God. It says that he gave much alms. He was compassionate. Most of the almsgiving was giving to the poor and giving to the needy. And so he would see someone in need, and he had some means, and so he gave much alms. He was generous. He wasn't selfish or materialistic, but he was concerned about people in their need. And you can see in who he was that it was a work of God in his life, that God was changing him to be a person that God could use. He had no idea the significance of his prayers, his almsgiving. He had no idea that what he was doing was any more than just seeking after God himself. But God began to reveal himself to Cornelius. He had a vision. Angel of the Lord appeared unto him, told him about Peter and where Peter is at and how that he should send messengers to Peter. And you know the story and how that Peter wasn't expecting it, but yet the Holy Ghost warned him that these messengers were knocking at the door. And in their visit, the whole revelation of the Gentile, the whole Gentile world hearing about the gospel. Now, Cornelius could have never imagined that just out of his seeking after God and his desire for the things of God, that God was opening up this grand door for the gospel. He could have never have imagined all the ways that God was going to work through his hunger for God, his desire for the things of the Lord. Let me tell you, this was a man who became useful to God. He was a man that became someone that God used, and he didn't even have any expectation of the greatness and the magnitude of what God was going to do in his life. Peter came to his house. You know the story. He came to him and began then to converse with Cornelius about the things that were going on. And so he responds to him, telling him, you know, that I had this vision. The Lord appeared unto me. I had been fasting. It was the fourth day. You can tell this is a man that's hungering. He's seeking after God. And he wants to know more about the gospel. He wants to know more about the fullness of the power of God. Amen. And so God began to work. And on this message, right in the middle, as we read to you there as we started the text from verse 34 on, that right in the midst of all of that, as soon as Peter preached to them just this little short little message, said, I perceive of a truth that God is no respecter of persons. And Peter is really outside of his comfort zone, because, I mean, he was... he couldn't imagine that the Jews or the Gentiles but now he's had this amazing revelation, and the Spirit of God has spoken to him, and he's in a place he never thought he would be, in the house of Cornelius, and he's preaching to him, and he said, "Now I understand. I didn't realize it, but now I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, and that he wants to reveal himself to every nation and every nationality and to every person." And he began to preach and to tell them about Jesus, and how that he was anointed of the Holy Ghost, and that we all witnessed it, and talked about the resurrection, and just preached this short little message about the gospel. Verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Hallelujah. All of them of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Hallelujah. So you can see in this chapter a great lesson on usefulness by the Spirit being used of the Lord. Amen. Some of you may think, me? How could God ever use me? Well, he used a Gentile Roman centurion, and those soldiers were hardened and anti-Christ and against the gospel. But somehow God penetrated his heart and gave him a hunger for God, and he sought the Lord, and he gave generously, and those prayers came up as a memorial, as a remembrance unto God. It was like an incense, because he had such a hunger for God. He had no idea the usefulness and how that God was going to use his hunger for the Lord. Amen. He could never ever imagine it, could he? I want you to just be reminded here tonight that you can't imagine what God and how God might move in your life if you'll seek after him with your whole heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'll seek after the Lord with your whole heart, God will touch your life. He will sanctify you. He will prepare you. He will make you meet for the Master's use. He will prepare you for every good work. He will make you useful to God as you make yourself available to him. He will touch you. He will fill you with his Holy Ghost and empower you and sanctify you to be someone that can be used of God. Hallelujah. It's an amazing, wonderful thing how that God can use you and me. Isn't it amazing that he takes us with all of our weaknesses and shortcomings, and he uses us. Hallelujah. He uses us for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. As we seek the Lord for revival, men talking about a personal revival, I want to ask you to pray, asking the Lord, I don't know what you might want to do or what great doors you might want to open, what great opportunities that you might want to do. Lord, whatever and however you choose to work in my life, I want to be the vessel sanctified, prepared to be used of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Present yourself to him a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Give yourself to the Lord. And just as those that were controlled by demonic spirits said, so will we be filled with the Spirit and we be under the control of the Holy Ghost. Under the control of the Spirit of God. Amen. You talk about making a difference in our lives. If you really are under this powerful control of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It'll make a difference in your life. The Holy Ghost will equip you. It will make you useful. It will cause you to be able to do and to accomplish things for the kingdom of God that you could not have ever even dreamed. Hallelujah. Amen. Cornelius, no doubt he had to stand back in surprise. Wow. I was just seeking after God. I was just praying that God would help me and my family. Look what he's done. He's opened a door up that's far beyond anything I could ever have dreamed, as the gospel is to be now available to all the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who can tell how the Lord might use you? How that he might use me? If we'll just make ourselves available to the Lord. Is that your desire? Do you really want to be useful, used of the Lord to accomplish his purpose in your life? Then make that connection. Begin to seek after the Lord with your whole heart. Hallelujah. Father, oh, we thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, God, that you can stir our hearts, cause us to long for the things of God, long to know you, long to be used of you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the ministry of your Spirit. And I ask you, Lord, do a work in the hearts of men and women here tonight and give us all this hunger for you. And as we seek after you, Lord, to see you unveil your plan, your purpose, making us useful in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.